And good Friday morning. It is business of the week time, which means that we have dragged Dr. Cindy Van Sickler out of her home again this morning. Dr. Van Sickler is with Function First Spine and Sport. There we go. I need to get one of those shirts.
Hey, they were free last Thursday downtown.
Where was I at?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I was here producing the show.
Well, you could have either got the Hawkeye version or the Cyclone version. I know neither of those teams
mean
anything to you. But
I have at least one item from most of the stations I've been at. So that would have been cool, yeah.
Yeah. No, very swing nice. On by and we'll give you a
free
shirt.
Do you have them big enough? And I'm not being funny, but I mean, I wear a 2X, but I usually get a 3X.
You do not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have a 2X.
Don't make me tell you what I weigh. I hate when I tell people what I weigh. Everybody says the same. I know they're being polite.
Yes.
Oh, you don't look like you weigh that much.
Well, that's why I don't think you look like you would be.
And then I always say, well, you walk an hour in this body. Then tell me what I weigh.
Touche. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Listen to my knees when I stand up. Yeah. Listen to them creak and grind and crack. My right one is the worst. Yeah, it's like it's the bone on bone thing.
Yeah, it makes that. I call it like a Rice Krispie plastic noise.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Exactly. I can't sneak up on people.
No,
it's horrible.
You should get that knee fixed so you can sneak up on people, right?
That's right. It's going to be after my back surgery. we'll get around to it.
Oh, geez.
It's Friday morning, so that must mean we have sciatica.
Yes.
As our topic. There
yes.
you go. There you go. I've been sitting on that one all week.
Okay, how many more jokes we got?
Last one. Okay. Last one. It's a real pain running out of sciatica jokes. There you go. Now, sciatica, I think, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, although I've played one on the radio. Sciatica, I think, somewhere during the years, probably longer ago than current, but it became kind of a generic term.
Yes.
All older people at one point had sciatica.
Yes.
Yeah, whether they did or didn't.
Yes. It was like a part of them. It was, yes.
Once you
turned, sciatica.
Once
my
you turned
sciatica.
60, you were assigned sciatica.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's in everybody's diagnosis code list.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. If you were born in the 70s, you're allergic to penicillin. And if you're over 65, you have your sciatica.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Yes, it's your very own.
Yes. Why? Well, never mind. I won't ask the penicillin question. You know, every baby born before 75, they say is allergic to penicillin. It was on my record. It's still on my medical records.
Interesting.
And I was also listed as allergic to aspirin. As I became an adult, doctors, of course, asked me, what's the question? What happens when you take penicillin or aspirin? Well, I don't know. I have no clue.
Have you taken it to see?
No, and I kind of want to.
Okay, that should be next week's segment.
There you go. There you go. I kind of want to, but I remember growing up in the 70s. I was born in 73. Mm-hmm. Mostly amoxicillin.
Yep.
And back then, they gave you, I don't know if they still make this, but for kids, the fruit-flavored mixes that were basically sugar and food coloring.
Oh.
Thick, but gosh, they tasted good. But the pharmacist would mix your liquid meds with whatever that was. And it was bubble gum, grape, stuff like that. So, which, of course, made kids want to just drink the medicine, of course, you know.
Yeah.
Wise idea. maybe that's what's wrong with me.
It's opening a lot of my questions about you are finally being answered this Friday.
Light bulbs are popping on left and right. But no, anyway, if you were born in the 70s, I guarantee your medical record says you're allergic to penicillin. I almost guarantee it.
You know how people were Googling stuff yesterday?
Yeah,
now people are
going to
be calling up their doctors getting their medical record.
And if anybody finds out what happens, please let me know. Because
yes.
I'm tempted. There have been times at the ER, you know, can you take penicillin? And of course, it's probably the quickest, most accessible thing they have.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to go, no. And then they inevitably, can you take any of the illins? I don't know.
I was just told by you as a small child, stay away from penicillin.
I was absent that day in medical school. I don't know.
You're like, let's try it. We're in the ER. What's the worst that can happen?
That's right. You can save me. I was out with sciatica that day. I don't know what's going to happen. And now as an adult, I, of course, depending on what week it is with the medical reports, but I take an aspirin for my heart.
Mm-hmm.
which I think is okay again this week. Last week, I think it was bad. And I did see a commercial the other night for a new drug. Have you seen this? The new drug to take your aspirin with to keep your aspirin from damaging your stomach.
No, are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. Dead serious.
This is a frightening world.
Yes. Well, it's a big business.
Yes. Take this med to help absorption of this med to not damage this organ from absorption of this med.
I think I told you the other day when we first met, I take 16 prescription pills a day and 3 shots.
Yes.
And the majority of those pills counteract each other.
Yes.
So I don't quite know what I'm taking them for.
Yes.
Being a diabetic, you know, it would certainly help you if you lose weight. But here's metformin, which makes it hard to lose weight.
Yep. You're constantly battling against yourself.
Yes.
And it's crazy you say that. You know, you're not the only person. I have patients, probably every week, if not every
confusing.
Couple of weeks. Yeah, they come in and they're almost like, look at me like a deer in headlights. And they're like, can you please explain through some of this? And with chiropractic college, we actually don't take pharmacology.
Right.
We don't prescribe any medications.
Right.
But over the years of treating so many people with these common chronic illnesses, we get a good idea of these medications and what they do and what they counteract.
Well, I think, how can I say this without offending other doctors? I think in the chiropractic study, from learning from you, and believe it or not, after I first met you, I actually researched so I would understand more.
Ah.
Because I knew we were having...
So that I couldn't lie to you about things. I'm on to you.
I think chiropractic is almost like holistic medicine.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do it without adding the chemical aspect of it.
Yeah, we want to essentially give patients tools that aren't something outside of their bodies.
Right.
We help you. Yeah, you might do a stretch or an exercise, but everything is all natural.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, when you really stop and think about it, other than the surgical aspect, which should be the last resort, I would imagine, but... chiropractic is really the only hands-on medicine that there is.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of our techniques and ways we treat people kind of overlap with physical therapists and athletic trainers and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the grand scheme of things, chiropractic means done by hand.
Right.
Yep.
And you're doing more directly with the body than a bottle of prescription pills.
Yes.
And that's not my medical opinion, folks.
Yes. So. And as long as I like you, I'm not damaging with
hands. That's right. That's right. Now, if they wheel a chair in after you get on the table, you know you've upset Dr. Cindy.
Yes.
If you walk in and Dr. Cindy says to the receptionist, get their payment up front, you know something's wrong.
Oh, I'm going to have to tell the staff to talk to you differently
that's
when you
right,
come in. You've
right.
got on.
All right. So let's get back to our sciatica.
Yes.
Yes. Briefly, we talked about this off air. What is, because it's such a broad term, but what is sciatica?
So sciatica is pain typically in the back of the leg. So it means pain radiating from a source. And a lot of times people think, I have pain in my leg, it's sciatica. No, it might be something different. And a lot of times sciatica can come from like a piriformis muscle tightness. It's a muscle in the hip that gets tight.
Mm-hmm.
It can push on the sciatic nerve, cause the pain into the leg. Most commonly, though, you see it coming from the nerve roots of the low back. So your sciatic nerve is actually made up of 5 nerve roots that come from your low back and the butt bone, the sacrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on where they get pinched along their route is the different types of sciatica you can have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there that many different types?
Yeah. So you can have, so it's not technically sciatica because it's not down the back of the leg, but if in your upper lumbar spine, those nerve roots go to the front of your thigh. So if you ever have shooting pain into the front of your thigh, into the groin area, that actually is coming from a radiculopathy in the upper back. Whereas sciatica is... Yes, the radiculopathy in the back of the leg.
There you go. I remember that. Now, sciatica was once described to me as, and again, broad statement, as basically your nerves kind of getting jumbled or pushed together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, compressed, compromised.
Okay.
It's a narrowing down around the nerve root. So whether that's in the spinal column going down the center of our vertebral column, or it's coming from basically the nerves come out of your spine in holes along the side,
okay.
and you can actually get them compromised there too. So some things, one of the most common amongst like late 20-year-olds, early 30-year-olds is disc herniations. A lot of times I'll get guys, some deadlift goes wrong at the the gym.
Yeah.
They get a disc herniation, it shoots into the leg, drops them. And but most commonly, you get it from disc degeneration. Our spine wears down.
Yeah.
It takes the load of gravity all through the day.
Right.
And over time, it does wear down. And when it wears down, it narrows down. And that puts pressure on the nerves.
And you don't have to be an athlete or a gymnast or a power lifter.
No.
A military
guy. No, and most commonly, you don't have to have that scary episode where you were lifting something.
Right.
Most commonly, I get people who wake up with it.
Well, if you remember, I told you.
Yes.
I woke up, I've always had back problems.
Yes.
But I woke up one morning and could not move my legs.
Yes.
That's not a pleasant feeling.
No.
Not at all.
No, and it goes back to we talked about earlier this week, where if you compromise the motor nerve, you're going to get a weakness in that leg.
Yeah.
A lot of patients I've seen with low back issues come in with a foot drop. They are literally their foot, they can't pick it up, so it's kind of like slaps on the floor.
Wow. Well, I remember you pointing out that my left foot issue probably comes from my limp due to my right side with the sciatica.
Yes.
Yeah, which is just crazy to think about that.
Oh, but you know, that's the crazy thing about the biomechanics of the body is you think, you're taking load off of a painful area. Well, you're switching it to the load on the other side of the body.
Right.
And, wearing something else down.
We talked about one of my favorite TV shows, House.
Yes.
That he actually had to stop doing the show because pretending to have the leg problem.
Yes, was causing issues.
Was causing issues.
Yep.
And then you pointed out that he actually walked with the cane on the wrong side.
Yes.
Which may have caused the issue.
Yes.
There you go.
If he would have just had the cane on the correct side.
That's right. But you're listening to you and just dealing with my issues over the years, physical issues over the years, not the other ones. Chiropractors make so much sense to me because everything on our body is just linked together.
Yeah, and you can't even, I think with surgeons, if they thought more globally about the surgery they're doing, and people have surgery on their knees and then they're off that side onto crutches and they end up with low back pain, 4 to 6 months later.
Right.
Well, it was most likely because of their altered gait from staying off of the bad knee.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I thought this 2015, I guess it was, I had my gallbladder removed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you have your gallbladder removed, they say, okay, well, now you're going to have these problems.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, why did you take the gallbladder out? Well,
give me back my gallbladder, right?
But your body, as we discussed, and not my medical opinion.
Yes.
I was absent this day in medical school. But it just seems to me, listening to what you're saying and reading about this sort of thing, And I am, you can't tell looking at me, obviously I'm not a very overly healthy person, but I'm big on the holistic and big on the natural. And
yes.
I think I told you I was a vegetarian.
Yes.
And I'm really big on trying the natural remedies. But there's so much you can do that doesn't involve putting these chemicals in your body.
Yes.
And, an hour at a chiropractor's office, to me, is well worth...
Yes.
10 minutes standing in a pharmacy line.
Well, and especially too, I always, our actual mission statement at our clinic is educate and empower patients to help themselves.
The
education part is so huge. You will never leave an appointment with me and not have gained some kind of knowledge about something. And whether you choose to use that knowledge to change or maybe a month later you decide, okay, now's the time to change.
Right.
Having the information is, it's important.
Well, if you understand what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
you can start to understand how to make it not wrong.
Yes.
And that's just common sense.
Yes.
I told you when I was a teenager, I went to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And just the slightest little adjustment he made just made the whole body feel so much better.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, too. You get all these awesome stories you hear over the years and how chiropractic was, I guess, found out. It actually, the first adjustment ever, quote-unquote healed deafness and a custodian.
I can believe that. Yeah.
And since then, and you learn about those things in chiropractic college and you're like, oh, I'll never see that. No, I've seen some pretty amazing things. I've seen hearing clear up. I've seen headaches immediately clear up. I've seen vision clear up.
Well, it's the nerves.
Yes.
Right.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
See, I've learned all this from you in a
yes.
week. See this? See this? Off topic, but I'm from the Virginia Beach area and Edgar Cayce, Association for Research and Enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
He was called the Sleeping Prophet.
Yes.
But the majority of what he diagnosed, he wasn't a medical doctor, diagnosed.
Yes.
In his trances or whatever you want to call them, it was adjustment related.
Yes.
You need to do this differently and it'll disappear.
Yes.
And he has like a 96, 97% accuracy rate.
Yeah.
And it's all just treat your body different.
Well, and that's too, you know, one of the most common things that I get, I suppose because people don't exactly know what to say to chiropractors. They're like, I believe in that.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I wasn't aware that I was that's part right. of a new that's religion.
Right. That's right.
But no,
put
but
your change in the plate. Right. Thank you very much.
No, it can't exceed a certain amount by the state of Iowa. No. Right. But it honestly, though, it there's so much research backing it. And that's why I always keep up my continuing education, because there's always more to learn. There's always new things coming about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Back to sciatica.
Yeah.
Our sciatica.
Yeah, our
that's
sciatica.
Right. That's right. We're practicing to be elderly. That's right. Like we said, you don't have to be an athlete.
No.
You don't have to have actually done anything.
No.
It can be like whiplash, the
yes.
slightest little thing.
Yes.
Can cause some form of sciatica.
Yeah.
Now, we realize, okay, we might have sciatica or we might just have a back problem. Mm-hmm. Either way, we need to call Dr. Cindy.
Yes.
By the way, how do we call Dr. Cindy?
You call 515-332-8154.
Look at Dr. Cindy knowing her phone number. Look at that. Now, we call you, we go in. You're listening, you're thinking, okay, probably some form of sciatica.
Yeah.
Basic treatment. What are we doing?
Oh, there is no basic treatment. No.
I knew that.
You're like, trick question. You tried to give it. No. Basically, every patient is specific. One of the techniques I am certified in is called the McKenzie technique.
I remember.
It's all backed by research around the disc model of pain and how moving people in certain direction helps relieve it. Moving mm-hmm. them the opposite makes it worse. But it helps me kind of hone in and figure out the correct exercise stretch for people to be doing. Because,
sure.
yes, I will treat you in the office, but that's a very small chunk of your whole week. And so you need to be doing preventative stuff and stretching and exercise outside of my appointments
yeah.
that are really what's going to help people get better. That's why when people, they come in and they say, thank you so much. And I said, no, you spent the majority of the time doing the exercises. This is, you helped yourself.
Yeah.
And that's way more important than taking any credit for helping people, because then you feel empowered and you want to do more.
So. I kind of feel like your mission is educate the patient.
Yes.
And then the patient can take it from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll be there with any questions. But hey, as long as they're out and about and back to a better quality of life, that's my whole goal. So.
Well, to sum up sciatica, it hurts.
Yes.
Yes, it hurts.
Yes.
I can vouch. Hurts. It generates heat. And when it hits just right, you don't move.
Yes.
So if you are experiencing any of that and not seeing a chiropractor, you are a much better person than the majority of us, because I'm going to see a chiropractor. But sciatica, foot pain, numbness, tingling, vision problems,
yes.
headaches,
yes.
shoulder pain, they need to call Dr. Cindy.
Yes.
And you can help with all this.
And if I can't help, I will certainly figure out where you need to be referred
exactly.
and get you there.
I like that.
Yes.
Dr. Cindy is not going to keep you in the office and keep running test after test after test.
No.
No. She's
even
going
if you're as funny as you are, Bill, I will
you.
Not
you.
Keep you in the office.
Did I tell you I have SVT, the heart condition?
Yes.
Which... easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a pleasant thing.
Yes.
But I have had so many EKGs that I can actually connect the EKG leads.
That's very helpful. It
yes.
cuts down on time.
They love me at the ER. They'll put the kit on my chest and I'm just sitting there.
Connect the dots.
Fantastic. You're like... it's fantastic. I'm good with MRIs and CTs. I'm great with them. Fantastic.
I mean, I essentially think you're basically through medical school.
I think I should just open a practice. Yes.
Well, that's really scary. No, no, let's not...
I could definitely be a therapist. I mean, if you need your car fixed, you go to a car mechanic. If you think you're crazy, where would you go? Dr. Cindy Van Sickler has been our guest all week. Function First, Spine and Sport. I don't know why I keep wanting to say sport and spine.
I don't know, but
it's because you're board certified sport chiropractic.
Yes, that's you just had so many things you had to keep in mind when meeting me. It's so exhausting.
My mind is racing. But spine and function first, spine and sport. There we go. I'm going to write this on my hand. Is located at
604 Sumner Avenue.
And your website?
Is www.functionfirstspineandsport.com.
And that phone number?
515-332-8154.
And they can send you a message on that website.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yep, and they can send us a message to find us on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Like the page,
right.
Follow it. Yeah.
And you're working on getting the videos for the
exercises?
Yes,
videos will eventually be on our website. Our website will probably actually look a lot different in the next 2 weeks, too.
Oh,
so
nice. Yeah. It's already a nice website.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy to navigate.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
We're going to make it even easier.
I like how when you scroll back up, it does the really fast thing.
Yes.
I like that. I think that's cool. Because I hate sitting there and scrolling.
Yes.
Because, well, I mean, my fingers are, as you know, they're numb.
Right. We don't need to create carpal tunnel.
Exactly. I mean, it's the next thing.
Right?
It's the only thing not wrong. Dr. Cindy, we thank you so much.
No, thank you so much, Bill.
You have been a fantastic business of the week. And we can go ahead and let folks know you'll actually be back in December.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to that.
I know. What other conditions can we talk about?
I'm sure something will happen to me between now and then.
So exciting.
I'll see if I can squeeze another concussion in. On the upside, I won't remember these visits.
Right? So. I'll be a whole new person to you.
Wow, Dr. Cindy, I've heard about you. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Check out Function First. Even if you just think you have an issue, a twinge, because a back twinge, a little teeny thing in the back can lead to bad things.
Yes.
Yes. And keep in mind, your spine connects to your whole body.
Yes.
So it doesn't just have to be a backache. Trust me. All right. Thank you, Dr. Cindy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.